Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with an assessment of the likely new Secretary of Treasury, Jacob Jack Lew, who is currently President Obama's Chief of Staff. Felix Salmon, a financial journalist and blogger for Reuters, joins us to discuss the choice of this consummate Beltway insider to head up Treasury, who, although Speaker Boehner asked Obama to replace him as negotiator, will apparently continue to do battle with the Republicans. Then we'll look into what the president, who has deputized Joe Biden to take on the task of reducing gun violence in this country, can achieve in the face of determined, organized, and well-funded opposition. Saul Cornell, the author of A Well-Regulated Militia, The Founding Fathers and the Origins of Gun Control in America, and The Second Amendment Goes to Court, joins us to discuss what could be achieved through executive order short of the American people standing up to the NRA. Then finally, with 2012 the hottest year on record in the lower 48 states, we will speak with Daphne Wisham, the founder and co-director of the Sustainable Energy and Economy Network. We will discuss what little the U.S. is doing to slow climate change compared to poor countries like Uruguay, which will be 90% energy renewable by 2015, and Germany and Denmark, who are also on track to be 100% renewable in spite of their lack of sun and wind compared to the United States. And joining us now is Felix Salmon, who's a financial journalist. He was formerly with Portfolio Magazine, and he's now the blogging editor for Reuters. Welcome to Background Briefing, Felix Salmon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And what do you make of Jacob Lew's likely appointment to replace Secretary of Treasury Timothy Geithner? He seems a consummate Washington insider. He has some experience on Wall Street, I believe is something of a protege of Robert Rubin's, but he seems very much a Beltway guy.
Very much a Beltway guy. Don't be fooled by the couple of years that he spent at Citigroup where they just hired him to have a impressive Rolodex for a couple of years, and they parked him in a sort of fund of hedge funds group, which was really not very impressive at all, and somehow managed to lose money, even though it invested money with John Bolton, who had that amazing short bet on the housing market. He's very much a DC guy. He's a Washington insider. He does backroom deals with Congress. He knows the executive branch inside and out. Right now, he's Obama's chief of staff, and this is absolutely Obama basically just putting his own guy in Treasury, not expecting any kind of particular sort of agenda or personality, but just saying, I just need you to be there to push through whatever needs to be pushed through at any time over the next few years.
So he's apparently been key to this fiscal cliff negotiation and previous ones, presumably. So this is really, is this Obama kind of circling the wagons in terms of loyalty? I mean, what could be troubling about somebody that may be a consummate inside the Beltway player, he may be able to work the Congress and get what the president needs done legislatively. But there's a whole other world out there outside of Washington, D.C., and I wonder how much he's connected to that.
Exactly. He's not given no evidence that he knows that there's a country outside the Beltway. You know, his job is the sort of technical work of government, and it's not clear that that's exactly what the country needs right now in the Treasury Secretary. Obama seems to be quite good at surrounding himself with loyal people who will implement the policies that come out of the Oval Office. But the only cabinet secretary I can think of who's really had, made a real mark on their department has been Hillary Clinton, and she's very much the exception.
And what about the role of the shadow, if you will, of Robert Rubin, who seems to hang over all Democrats who go into Treasury or in the OMB and in general?
It's inescapable. The big jobs when Obama first came into office, he gave Tim Geithner one job, who used to work for Rubin. He gave Larry Summers another big job, who also used to work for Rubin, and Peter Orszag and many, many others. The shadow of Rubin is long, it's inescapable. Jack Lew is yet another Rubinite, and there's zero evidence that Obama has any interest in having a slightly more heterodox economic team, which might be able to get out of the policies of Rubin, and those policies, and especially Rubin himself, have been largely discredited. I mean, it was Rubin's deregulatory zeal, which in large part caused the financial crisis.
Again, I'm speaking with Felix Salmon, who is a financial journalist who's formerly with Portfolio Magazine and is the blogging editor for Reuters. And we're talking about Jacob Lew, who's just is likely to be appointed as the next, or nominated as the next Secretary of Treasury. A lot of, I guess, on the Liberal side, there a lot of people were hoping, obviously vainly, hoping that Paul Krugman would get the job.
There was never any chance of that happening, I can assure you of that.
I was about to say, talk about a pipe dream, you know.
I mean, even Krugman didn't want the job. I mean, and he would actually have been very bad as Treasury Secretary. That's, you know, he has many great skills, and I like the man very much, but even I wouldn't want to see him in that job. It's just not what he's good at.
Well, I don't know that the White House enjoy his constant critique of them, do they? I mean,
certainly not. But that's the least of the worries. He's also just incapable. He's a blogger like me. You know, we're very good at sitting on the sidelines and saying what should be done and being pundits, but the actual business of government is much more constrained than that, and you can't really speak your mind. And trying to tell Paul Krugman not to say what he's thinking is an exercise in futility.
So what do you think then is, I mean, Krugman's latest columns have been about the platinum coin. Excuse me for laughing. But
I know. And this is a prime example. If you're a Treasury Secretary, you cannot talk about the platinum coin. You can't even mention the word platinum coin. It's completely verboten and off limits. So, you know, I mean, I have fun with it. Krugman has fun with it. Interestingly, Krugman has been blogging about it, but he hasn't actually committed it to the august pages of the physical newspaper New York Times. Even he seems to have stopped short of that, at least for the time being. But yeah, it's like we pundits enjoy having fun, but government is a serious affair. Jack Lew is a serious person. He's going to take this seriously, and he's going to do a pretty solid, if probably not particularly memorable, job.
So, Felix Salmon, is he a deficit hawk? I mean, he's apparently is close to Erskine Bowles, who, of course, is with the Simpson-Bowles Commission, was Clinton's chief of staff, and the Simpson-Bowles Commission is a sort of Democratic blueprint for deficit reduction, somewhat influenced by Pete Peterson, who's made a career out of saying the sky is falling. And as you know, the lines are pretty well drawn there between liberal economists who think that this priority should be stimulus and conservative economists who believe that somehow the deficits are looming, and unless they're addressed immediately, and particularly Social Security is addressed, then the sky is going to fall. So a lot of progressives are concerned the extent to which Obama appears to have drunken the deficit Kool-Aid. Is Lew a deficit hawk too, or a closet deficit hawk?
I should assume very much that he is, along with all of the rest of the Rubinites. It's one of the central tenets of Rubinism is that you're a deficit hawk and that you're very proud of the fact that when Clinton was president, he managed to balance the budget for the only time in living memory, never mind that it was all thanks to an artificial dot-com boom. The details of the deficit hawkery are, you know, they change from wonk to wonk. You know, some of them, as you say, are worried about Social Security. The more intelligent ones realize that Social Security is actually not that important in the grand sort of deficit scheme of things. What the only thing that really matters is health care, is Medicare and Medicaid. And then, of course, you have the other side, what you call the conservative side, and it's hard to tell who are the conservatives here because it's not the Republicans. The Republicans, again, they claim to be deficit hawks, but they refuse to countenance raising taxes, which is the only way you can realistically bring down the deficit. So it's a very treacherous path. It's one which Jack Lew knows extremely well. And the one thing that you can be sure of is that he will fight incredibly hard to implement the administration policy, whatever that administration policy might be. He's worked for many presidents, and he's always faithfully represented what they want. And his own personal views on the deficit, he's probably mildly hawkish, but frankly, they're unlikely to be that important.
Well, I imagine dealing with the Republicans is because they are so ideological and so off the reservation, at least the Tea Party caucus, and they're prepared to blow up the whole government. They've already had one tantrum that brought about the where they put the full faith and credit of the United States up for ransom, and that actually increased the deficit because it increased the cost of the debt as the U.S. got downgraded. They appear to be ready to do that again. Apparently, according to Bob Woodward's book, The Price of Politics, House Speaker John Boehner was so frustrated negotiating with Lew that he asked Obama to replace him as lead negotiator. So to my mind, maybe that's a good thing that he gets under their skin, because somebody's got to talk sense to these Republicans.
I think Boehner would have been frustrated at just about anyone. Lew is a good negotiator, and if he needs to annoy John Boehner, then he will annoy John Boehner. And as you say, annoying John Boehner is hardly dispositive in terms of qualifications for the next Treasury Secretary. It's really good news, actually. The one bit of good news in this appointment is that we will finally have a Treasury Secretary who knows politics, who knows how to play politics, and who enjoys playing politics. Tim Geithner famously will tell anyone who listens that he has no interest in politics, he doesn't understand Congress, he doesn't like dealing with those people, and it doesn't make any sense to him. And I don't blame him. I would be exactly the same. So if the job of the Treasury Secretary is weirdly to wind up dealing with Congress a lot, then Jack Lew is the perfect man for the job. Now, it's not historically the job of the Treasury Secretary, but who knows what the next few years are going to throw at us in terms of legislative roadblocks from the Tea Party Congress.
Well, Felix Salmon, I thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you.
And again, I was speaking with Felix Salmon, who's a financial journalist, formerly with Portfolio Magazine, and he's now the blogging editor for Reuters. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back talking about the chances of doing something about gun violence in America.
If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long I bidi-bidi-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. If I were a bitty-bitty rich, idle-diddle-diddle-diddle man, I'd...